The Bible says that God will not hear you if you got sin in your heart. And here's an example of that. Jesus said, when you come to pray, Matthew 5:24, and while you're about to pray, you remember, let's apply it to your life. You got angry with your brother and shouted at him and hurt him or did something wrong to your sister or disobeyed your parents somewhere, and you're praying, Lord Jesus, at the end of the day. You know what Jesus says? Stop praying. Who in the world will tell you to stop praying? Jesus. That's what he said. You're coming to present your offering, Matthew 5:23. And there you remember you hurt somebody, your brother or someone. Stop praying. That's the meaning of verse 24. Leave your offering. Your offering is your prayer. Leave it there. Because God's not going to listen to your prayer. Why is he not going to listen? Because you hurt your dad and mom. You did something wrong. Go to your brother. Be reconciled. That means come back into fellowship with him. How do you do that? By saying, I am sorry for what I did. I'm sorry for the way I spoke to you. You think that's easy? Even grown-up people find it very difficult. Those words don't come out of the mouth. You're stuck somewhere. Maybe even you don't even hear your parents say that to each other. It's pathetic. Really pathetic that grown-up people haven't learned the ABC. Can you imagine a 50-year-old man does not know how to spell bat or cat? He's uneducated. I tell you, even though so many people go to church, they're uneducated in the fundamental thing, which is go and say, I'm sorry. That is ABC. They don't know how to spell C-A-T, cat. I put them in the same category. They want their children to do it, but the grown-ups don't do it. And Jesus said, first do that, and then come and pray, and God will listen to you. Now do you understand why so many of your prayers just never go beyond the roof? I'll tell you my opinion. I've been a Christian for 62 years. And I've seen Christians in many countries, many, many countries. And I am convinced that most of them, they pray, but most of their prayers are, forget about not being answered. They're not even heard by God because they have not asked forgiveness from someone. There's one hole in the vessel. You know, if you have a vessel with one hole, that's enough to drain out all the water in it. You don't need 25 holes, one hole. Either that or the other way around. One is they haven't asked forgiveness from someone. Jesus said that. First go and ask forgiveness from your brother, then come and pray. Otherwise, don't pray. Who said that? Jesus, don't pray. Obey that command from today onwards. From today onwards, listen to Jesus saying, don't pray if you have hurt somebody and you have not asked that person's forgiveness. Because it's a waste of time. You think God is listening, he's not listening. Second thing, I want to only tell you two things. And that is, in the next chapter, Matthew 6:14. If you forgive others, this is the opposite. The first case, you hurt somebody and you have to ask his forgiveness. Now, it's the other way around where somebody hurt you. Well, you say, that's not my fault. That's right. It was his fault. He was bad. He was evil. Correct. But have you forgiven him? What do you say? Think. Can you think of right now of older people, children? Can you think right now? Just stop for a moment and think. Is there somebody who did some harm to you? Maybe yesterday, maybe last year, maybe in school, last week. Somebody did some harm to you or spoke some evil story about you. And you still got it in your mind. That guy. I hope something bad happens to him. You'll be like the devil if you continue like that. I tell you in Jesus' name, gradually you will become like the devil if you keep thinking like that. Give it up. It's poison. When you know it's poison, throw it out. Jesus said, forgive him. Can you tell me, a lot of people have done bad things to you. There are people who murdered others. That's a very bad sin. And so many other sins that men and women commit with each other. Terrible, terrible things. But can you tell me, think, which is the worst sin that anybody in this world ever did? I'll tell you. It is killing Jesus on the cross. That was the worst sin that any person could ever do to another person. Even if he was just a good, upright man who never sinned, to kill him would have been bad. But when he's the Son of God, when he's Almighty God himself, who came down to save people from the sin, to kill him, that's the worst sin anybody can ever commit against another. And you know what Jesus said when he hung there? Father, what's it? Forgive them. For they don't know what they're doing. How can you not know when you're killing somebody that you don't know what they're doing? They don't know who they are killing. If they knew that was God Almighty, they wouldn't dare touch him. That's the meaning of they don't know what they're doing. And if you're a child of God, and somebody hurts you, he doesn't know what he's doing. He's touching the apple of God's eye. I'll tell you, I believe I am the apple of God's eye. And you are too, if you're a child of God. I read that in the book of Zechariah chapter 2. Sometime you take Zechariah chapter 2 and see that phrase. Anyone who touches you, God says, is touching the apple of my eye. You know, the apple of your eye is the center of your eye. It's the most painful part of your body. Anywhere else you touch, you don't feel pain. But you touch the center of your eye immediately. You just touch it. Painful. And God says, you know, my children, you're like that. You're the apple of my eye. If anybody touches you, they're hurting me. And the Bible says in James chapter 2 that in us, all human beings have been made in the image of God. Even the ones who have fallen into sin. They're not following Jesus, but they were originally made in the image of God. And so it says, be careful how you speak to them, how you treat them. So if somebody is not forgiven you, somebody hurt you rather, you must forgive them. Because here it says, Matthew 6:14, if you forgive, your Father will forgive you. If you don't forgive, you will not be forgiven by God. Now let me tell you one more thing that may surprise you. I believe with all my heart that there are many people who call themselves Christians who go to church every Sunday who are going to spend eternity burning in hell because they haven't forgiven somebody. Just that one reason. They didn't kill anyone. They didn't steal any money. They went to church regularly. They read their Bible. They gave money to the poor. They paid their taxes. And they brought up their children well. But somebody they did not forgive. Well, you may say, Uncle Zach, you mean God is so strict? See, I don't know. You remember Uncle Santosh said This is an examination. Our life is an examination in which if you get one problem wrong, it's just as bad as getting all the problems wrong. You remember that? He said in an earlier message. So it's like that. It's not a question of how, what I think. Do you believe these words? Matthew 6:15. If you, and by the way, he was not talking to the Pharisees here. In Matthew 5 we read he was speaking to his disciples. These were people who had given up their jobs as fishermen to come and follow Jesus. And he tells Peter, Peter, I know you've given up your job to be a, serve me. And Andrew and John, I know you've given up your fishing job. And Matthew, I know you gave up your well-paying job as a tax collector and you come to follow me. But I want to tell you people, in spite of all that you've done, if you don't forgive someone, your heavenly Father will not forgive you. Is he your heavenly Father? Yes. I taught you folks to pray our Father who art in heaven. Matthew, Philip, Peter, you remember what I taught you to pray for your Father who art in heaven? He is your Father, but your Father will not forgive you. You'll be in the same category as those other people who don't even know anything about God or Jesus Christ. Just because of one reason. You did many other good things, but there was somebody you did not forgive. Matthew 6:15. Remember this verse. It'll save your life. It'll save your life, I'll tell you. It's a lifesaver. You know, when you're drowning, they throw you a life buoy. Hang on to it. Here's the life buoy you hang on to. If you don't want to drown, forgive, forgive, forgive.